we're talking about what's considered a valid deduction when you tax on your income regardless of the purposes of Meiser, what's considered a valid deduction. So just very quick on Dhamma, the question really is interesting because when we calculate Meiser of anything else, we don't take any deductions. We don't figure out how much seed we use to plant in the field and subtract that before we take Meiser off of the field. So the Chavisior asked this question, really Rav David Oppenheim asked this question to the Chavisior, what's the difference? And he says, when you put something that's in the ground, it's gone, and something new came out. It's like a nace, something new came out. So the rule is whatever is new is chayiv and Meiser. Whatever is old is not chayiv and Meiser. So when I go and I sell something, get money back, that's not brand new, the money, because part of the money was there in the form of the original object. So when I sell something, only the new part is chayiv and Meiser. So that's basically the rule which we use. When it comes to any business expense, whatever I'm going to have to expend and pay in order to produce this, that's not considered new. That's already there. So any business expense which I have to travel to do business, anything which I need to spend in order to do the business, that money which I make back is not new money and it's not chayiv and Meiser. And that's the Chavisior's answer on that. For example, so let's say a person, in order to work, the woman who needs to work, she needs a babysitter. So her expense to be able to work would be to pay for a babysitter. So she pays a babysitter X amount of money per month. So that is a valid deduction to subtract from her income before you calculate Meiser. Somebody raised the question, so I went to college. I paid money to go to college. It cost money to go to college. That was an expense I used. I was able to make money. Actually, the questions say that if a person, Chatzila, when they would go to college, they would have in mind that they're doing it on the cheshbon, this cheshbon, they would be allowed to subtract it. If afterwards you didn't have that, you plan to pay it anyway. Now you want to take money which you spent and have Meiser pay you back, that you cannot do. But if Chatzila, you went all dust, then you could do that. Any taxes, the government charges you money to make money. So that's an expense that you have in order to make money. Taxes, income taxes, social security tax, disability tax. So Moshe has a tshuva, says that's like you didn't make that money. That's not chayiv and Meiser. Menias HaRevach, however, is chayiv and Meiser. In other words, for me to do this, I'm doing something. I'm lending money. Rosh Hashanah says I'm lending money to take money out of the bank. So I'm not making interest. So I want to, it cost me the loss of interest. It cost me in order to make this money, to lend you the money, but lend the only money, which is a mitzvah starter. In order to do that, it cost me money. Right? It cost me the loss of interest. So that depends. As the amount of money which you would be mechuyev to lend him, so then a small amount, then in economy. You cannot subtract that. A large amount of money which you would not be mechuyev to take out. This is my money I need for my business. I have money to invest in stocks, etc. And he asked me, take out $500,000 and give it to him. That loss I'm not mechuyev to do. If I want to do it for an ani, I would be allowed to subtract the loss of that interest from my sir. What about household expenses? So according to our calculation, that we said before, that it depends on newer versus not new, that's not part of what's the cost you to make the money. You should not be able to track household expenses. So actually, this is Machloekis Paiskim about this. There's a tshuva from the Beis Yosef, which seems to say that you could, in Afkas Roichel. The Birka Yosef says that tshuva was not from the Beis Yosef, it was from Ramatzel Trivis. And the Beis Yosef actually holds that it is chayiv. You cannot subtract household expenses. Basically, the most questions say nowadays, you cannot subtract household expenses. However, a person who, by doing that, would not be able to do the mitzvah of Meiser. So if I'm making $200,000 in a year, and it costs me $50,000 to live, so the question, do I take Meiser on $200,000 or $150,000? The answer is $200,000. If I make $52,000, and I need $50,000 to live, and I take Meiser, I'm going to end up with $47,000, so then, according to them, you would calculate the household expenses first, and take Meiser on the remaining money. If by taking Meiser and not calculating household expenses, you end up not with enough to live on, then you subtract household expenses first, and then you take Meiser afterwards. Have a good day.